see, you listen and hear, you look, you see, but still you appear to be looking at the cover, not the book, to be noticing the fish but not the hook. You touch, you feel, you take special care, but only sense what seems to be there. You find whatever you are looking for, but the things that are important you ignore. You may notice that a mattress feels lumpy. You may notice that a road is rather bumpy. You may notice that a horse is acting jumpy. The difference is that I can't rest till I know why. Life for you is such a surprise. You look, you see with only your eyes. To me each little detail offers up another clue. I can tell a person's history by studying his shoe. With a little bit of practice I know you could do it too. Oh Watson, it's as simple as can be.
Take this shoe, for example. I can tell just by glancing at it that it belongs to a blacksmith who owned a German shepherd. What do you see?
I look, I see, I listen and hear. I look and see, but still I appear to be looking at the ripple, not the stone. To be noticing the chicken, not the bone. I touch, I feel, I try to deduce. The same as you, but what is the use? I quickly find that I have had my fill, and my sense of curiosity is nil. When I'm wet, I know it's raining. If I'm dry, the rain's abstaining. Dear Holmes, I'm not complaining, but I really can't see. The forest for the tree.
Life for you is so cut and dried. You see the real, but not the implied. But though you can't tell a tinker by the way he wears his hat, and you can't tell a Parisian by the name he gives his cat, though your powers of deduction may be limited and flat, dear Watson, it's as simple as can be. It's elementary. Though you may not know the difference between a tie and a cravat, you're still the one I call on when I want to chew the fat. The finest friend a fellow ever had, and that is that. Dear Watson, it's as simple as can be.